everybody, I'm Marjorie and you're watching Ask at Dead End Hip Hop. Hey Ken.
What's up? What's happening?
Mike. Raphael.
What's the question? What's up?
Okay.
What
you got? Hey.
Damn.
You are. This question comes from Tyler Johnson, and he wants to know: do the pioneers of hip hop deserve to be considered the best of all time?
No.
What
the hell?
No. So because you're a pioneer, you got to be considered the best of all time.
He also goes on to say, "I watch the show every day and love the segment. I appreciate what you guys do."
Thanks, Tyler.
I don't understand that question.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, who do you think is the pioneers of hip hop?
I mean, for that question, yeah, it was a pioneer, but I don't consider him the greatest of all time.
So that's what they say. Greatest of all time.
Or right, greatest of all time.
The best of all time.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he's a pioneer, but would I consider him the best of all time? No.
What about his song Ratchet? You don't think that was one of the.
Oh, my God. Don't
what?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's.
She a ratchet chick. She a ratchet chick.
No, but everybody loves that song. Mama said knock him out.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I know that one.
I like this.
Would you consider Master P a pioneer?
Yes.
No.
No.
I'm just asking a question.
That's what I said. What do you think of the pioneers? In hip hop. Because I think I'm still stuck at LL. I don't know if I would.
Five pioneers.
Put LL
if you had to
as a pioneer.
Like five. One, two, three, four, five.
Okay, what about like Scarface?
One, two, three, four, five.
I still think that's. Yeah, I think these guys, I'm thinking Run DMC, LL Cool J, all those guys.
For a certain amount of years, like to be.
Okay, wait, just a second. Okay. When I hear pioneers, I immediately think when they started rapping over the disco beats. Right. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, before they were creating original beats. So when you guys talk about LL Cool J, and I think when I think of Run DMC, I don't know if I would necessarily consider them the pioneers of hip hop. I think they just.
You want to consider Run DMC a pioneer?
Come on. Because they
when they were at the turning point of hip hop.
Yeah,
those guys back. Yeah, but that was the last major turning point. And shit happened since.
And look what Run DMC did.
Ushered in, right, which is what you're saying, ushered in the new wave of hip hop where it became, you know, the fashion, the marketing, all this stuff.
And
but I'm just saying, would we consider them pioneers though? When I'm thinking pioneers, I'm thinking about.
They changed the game. To me, a pioneer is somebody that changed the game. You know,
there are moments in hip hop that have
the golden age of hip hop. We consider that a change in the game, right?
Yeah, I see where he's going. Yeah, I see where you're going, but I think it's just a semantic thing. Yeah, it's a pioneer is someone that helped establish the genre, right? Run DMC helped establish the genre. LL Cool J helped establish the genre. Now you have people like Kool Herc. They started the genre. You see the difference, you know what I'm saying? But these guys established it. They said, this is hip hop, but it's here to stay. When people like Kool Herc and Melly Mel and them were coming out, it was like this new, fun thing that was just created. You didn't know if it was gonna stick around for more than 5 years.
Yeah, a lot of people thought it was just a fad. Right. Just like, it was like a new disco thing, you know? So it is definitely a semantics thing, because when I hear pioneers, I'm thinking about like the very beginning, not when it shifted gears.
It wasn't like it was like 10, 12, 14 years later. It was still relatively around the same time. So yeah, I would definitely say LL.
So should they be mentioned amongst the greatest ever to do it?
Because so the only one that I can say is a pioneer that I think should be labeled as one of the greatest of all time is someone like Big Daddy Kane or KRS-One. They were pioneers,
and
Rakim.
Yeah, you know, them.
But I don't even know if Rakim was early enough to say he's really a pioneer.
Yeah, KRS-One early enough too. Wasn't he?
I think so. I don't know. I think. Are they about the same?
Because like KRS-One 86, 85, or Rakim 86. Rakim was 86. When he came with Paid in Full.
But wait, okay. So let's define the pioneer.
That's gonna be hard.
That's gonna be hard.
That
is because. The first thing that popped in my head, y'all already know I always go to sports, but to me, a pioneer is somebody that changes the game. Because hip hop has changed many times.
Any point?
Oh, no, I don't think that. So then pioneer, in this sense, we're talking the early ones. We're not talking about people that changed it later?
I think pioneer, when you look at pioneer, it's like who started the genre, who solidified the genre, like who's responsible for making it a genre.
Yeah.
It's like Master P is not responsible for making it a genre.
I would just know.
You know, I'm just saying. Nas, no. I think people that started it off in the early parts of its inception, I think those would be considered pioneers.
In the early 80s, right?
Early 80s or late 70s. Melly Mel and them were late 70s.
So would you consider Melly Mel as one of the pioneers, as one of the greats? Because he influenced a lot of... Why not?
Is he one of the greatest rappers of all time? No.
He was influential on a lot of people.
Like?
Paris 1 being one of them.
Okay, wait. Paris 1 is paying homage to his elders and paying homage to the people that put that foundation there for him. His rhyme style... I think even if KRS-One said that his rhyme style influenced me to be this kind of rhymer, you can't really pick up on that in KRS's, you know, rhyme scheme.
I agree with that. When I hear people, a lot of artists and rappers, when they talk about their beginnings in hip hop and who influenced them and what they listen to, Melly Mel is cited a lot. So whether it influenced how they rap or just maybe in the early days it just brought them into hip hop. I guess it's another question altogether, but I think when you think of greatest all time, he comes up a lot. I think one of the greatest rappers of all time.
As one of the most influential.
Yes. Well, not greatest rappers.
Because of what he did. Think about what Melly Mel did. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry, but let me get this out real quick, and I'll shut up. When Melly Mel came out, he was one of the first people to speak about the hood and start talking about real issues. In that sense, yeah, he's one of the most influential rappers of all time, but it wasn't like he was one of the greatest rappers or lyricists. He was on the same level as like a Curtis Blow. But the reason people don't cite Curtis Blow is because Curtis Blow didn't do shit, but basketball is my favorite sport.
And the Wild Wild West.
Right, that was Kool Moe Dee.
Oh shit.
Uh-oh. Leave that in.
Can you serious?
Wow, dog. Wow. Anyway, I didn't even know what the fuck I was saying.
Wow, yeah, you threw everybody up with that. Yeah. Who was in that documentary that we watched when he was in Detroit, man? Like, those were pioneers.
Grandmaster Caz.
Yeah,
right. That's a pioneer.
Melly Mel.
Big Daddy Kane.
Because they all ushered in a certain type of sound.
And that's where I was going to say. Like, let's break this down. Look, because obviously we're having a semantics game. So let's take five pioneer rappers that were great at their time.
Rakim, Crit, and Logic.
You said Rakim.
Rakim, LL. Y'all want to put Run DMC up there?
Of course.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
Okay, so we need two more.
KRS.
KRS.
Big Daddy Kane. You said Big Daddy Kane already?
Did I? I mentioned.
Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that.
Oh, I
don't look at me like that.
Hold on. When did Salt and Pepper came out?
In the 80s? Early 80s.
Yeah.
Early to mid 80s.
3, 5, 7.
No, I was a big Salt and Pepper fan.
Push it.
No,
it was.
I'm talking about Roxanne.
Oh, yeah. That's
Roxanne.
You definitely. Okay, wait. No, we. All right. Look. We're going way far.
Nope.
Yeah, these five.
You
no, these
only
five.
Name five, Raphael. There's hundreds.
There are hundreds. I'm just trying to narrow it down. I'm just trying to narrow it down.
I think after a certain point, there was only so much that can be done with hip hop. Yep. I think after LL and them, there was only so much that could really happen to make you really a pioneer because the genre is already established.
Because when Nas came out, they was like, well, this is just a more updated Rakim versus Nas when he came out. You know, when Biggie
came out,
they was like, he's just a more updated, like a Coogi rap type of, you know, style street dude, rhyming dude. So, yeah.
And Jay was king.
Yeah. So.
Now, I don't feel, this is just my personal opinion, I don't feel that Melly Mel is one of the greatest rappers of all time. Absolutely not. I don't feel that Rev Run is one of the greatest rappers of all time.
I agree.
Absolutely not. Is he one of the most influential? Would I ever say anything bad about this man? Absolutely not. I'd be an idiot to say anything bad about him.
But no, he's not one of the greatest rappers of all time.
Right, so to answer the question, are we saying yes and no? Like,
no,
it depends on.
No,
you were saying no.
Yeah, depends.
Right.
My bad.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out because we've named people that are considered greats of all time. They were saying that people.
Some are. Just because you're a pioneer, does that make you one of the greatest, right?
Yeah.
Right.
No.
Then the answer is no. Your rhyming ability makes you one of the greatest of all time. M to me is one of the greatest of all time. Is he a pioneer? No.
Well, there you go, Tyler.
There you go, Tyler.
You got it.